Iran claims retaliatory hit on U.S. ship in Strait of Hormuz, warns more painful strikes to come. By Simon Kent on September 6, 2026. Tehran claimed early Sunday an unmanned U.S. vessel seeking to transit the Strait of Hormuz was hit by Iranian forces in the latest escalation of conflict roiling the key international waterway. Reuters reports Iran further warned any further U.S. attacks on its interests would draw a faster and more punishing response in the future as tit-for-tat strikes go on. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakir Ghalibaf cautioned the U.S. should understand Iran is acting without restraint and Washington should mend its ways before it is too late. From now on, any attack against Iran's interests and security will receive a faster, heavier and more painful response, Ghalibaf said in remarks published on his Telegram channel. The warning from Iran's top negotiator marked the latest escalation in rhetoric between Tehran and Washington following Saturday's U.S. strikes on Iranian tankers and Tehran's response, as both sides signal a widening confrontation in the Gulf. U.S. Central Command, which oversees the U.S. military operations in the Middle East, did not immediately confirm or deny the purported revenge attack, AP reports. State-run media in Tehran said the U.S. vessel was trying to enter a restricted area in the Strait of Hormuz. The alleged Iranian strike came a day after the U.S. military said forces struck three oil tankers from the Islamic regime in response to a missile attack on U.S. Navy warships, as Breitbart News reported. In that exchange, two Iranian oil tankers were disabled by U.S. airstrikes while a third was completely destroyed. One of the tankers was struck near Iran's primary oil loading facility at Karg Island, confirming reports of explosions near the island by Iranian state media. Karg Island hosts Iran's main terminal to export oil. Some 90% of the country's crude oil comes through the island, transported through pipes from the mainland. The Strait of Hormuz is crucial to the world's oil and gas industry but has been effectively closed since the war began in February as Iran seeks to use it as leverage in negotiating with the U.S. and its allies. Related, Trump urges Hormuz Strait-dependent nations to buy U.S. oil. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has claimed it laid mines in international and Omani waters in the strait. The International Maritime Organization in June said about 80 had been placed in vital shipping lanes but have since been removed or neutralized by U.S. Navy operations. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.